Welcome to the Best of the Sports Shop podcast with Reese and K-Mac.
Wow, man. What is good? What's going on? It's Friday.
It's Friday
here at the weekend.
It's almost the weekend.
It's almost the weekend, and we are getting ready for the weekend, and you know how we get down. It's just a fun day because we are about 3 hours away from Margaritaville, and it's it's 5 o'clock somewhere. Who started that? Anybody know who started that?
I don't know who started that.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
But it is 5 o'clock somewhere.
That's what it is, 5 o'clock.
Somebody that was ready to take a drink.
That's exactly right. Well,
I think we know who started it. Look over to
I know. You know, the thing is, I think it's 5 o'clock. Well, in New Orleans, it's always 5 o'clock somewhere. And they may be drinking a little bit more than they drink.
Yes, after last night.
After last night with the, man. You know, I think I got a lot of hate in me for only one reason: Dallas Cowboys. It's just something about the Cowboys.
Whatever, go Cowboys! No,
Pam, what team? You're worse than I am.
No, I'm not. Stay the same, and I also stay bold and courageous with it. Right?
Yeah, I mean, seriously, I thought you was a Panthers fan.
I am. We live in North Carolina. I'm a Panthers fan. But before there was the Panthers,
right?
There was the Cowboys as a little girl.
Okay, so you've always been a Cowboys
Absolutely.
Fan.
Absolutely, yeah. Okay. That's my my family.
Any particular player that you like for the Cowboys back in the day?
No.
Okay, just Cowboys.
Just the Cowboys.
And see, that's why I hate Cowboys fans, because they're not even really connected at all, other than the cheerleaders maybe.
Half of them can't spell football.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
I can't spell football. I'm a UNC girl.
But I know what you can't spell. Super Bowl. I know that.
Yeah.
You damn sure ain't been able to spell playoff in a long time.
A long time.
None of that.
Hey, we're going to get back on the Cowboys, but I just saw something I'm going to touch on right quick. We talked about a little bit yesterday. I think Notre Dame is naming a new coach. Mm-hmm. Marcus Freeman is breaking news. It's all official. And what's going on is that I think it's a good move. He'll be the second African-American head coach there at the university. Ty Willingham was the first one. They ran him out of town. So hopefully this will not be the case this year. I mean, this time. But G. Allen kind of gave him the scoop vis-a-vis through Tim Brown. I'm name dropping now.
Yeah, I see.
Where they wanted to, I think that's the guy the alumni wanted, and the players got. And Mac, it's interesting that he's only been there a year. He's a defense coordinator for Cincinnati the previous year, and came there to work with BK for Notre Dame. Now he's doggone head coach.
That's awesome.
That is awesome.
So. Is it any money disclosed? How much they gonna pay him?
No, see, now you sound like Pringle now.
Are we getting him on the cheap?
Mike Pringle killed me with
what's
that.
What's in the bag? Tell us what's in the bag.
He said his bag may be a little smaller than BK's bag.
Let me tell you something that usually accompanies a minority hire up.
Which is not right. Go ahead.
Less money.
Yeah.
Yep. Easy hire.
Yeah.
And an easy scapegoat. Like, it's an easy transition. It's not much money. And if it doesn't work out, we can get the guy we really want.
It's interesting. Mm. Mike Pringle said those exact words. And unfortunately.
Well, I take it back then. I don't want to say
it. You don't want to be on the same page.
Yeah, I don't want to say what he's saying. I mean, he just got back from the mountains, so I don't want to say what he's saying.
Oh, I got to tell you my story about I met some people from Virginia Tech yesterday. I'll tell you the story a little bit. But it was amazing.
Do they live in Virginia?
No, they live here, but it was amazing. Oh. And they're probably listening. But, but Pringle said the same thing. You just keep him.
Yeah.
He's a player's coach. The players like him.
Yep.
And it's going to not cost us that much money to keep him.
Do your best, coach. Do what you continue to do what you do, but don't trust him.
Mm.
That's kind of messed up when you get elevated to the CEO and they're paying you the same amount of money as first-line manager.
Yeah, and the board is like, we have faith in you. We've been looking at you. We knew all along you could do this. Yeah, but he get a $42 million bonus. Mine say I get $6 million.
And people sitting around the table already predicting failure.
Yeah, exactly. I mean,
oh, absolutely.
That's not fair.
No, yeah, not. Absolutely.
That's not
but
fair.
But it's, you know, it's the way it is. Pay me coming in.
Yeah, so we're going to probably hear more about that, but yeah, that was just breaking news right here. We want to just give it to you because we heard it the first time. But again, back to the Cowboys. Thursday Night Football, back to that.
Back to the Cowboys.
All right. Okay.
Do we have to talk about it?
Yes, you have to talk about it just a little bit.
Cowboys 17, the Saints. Cowboys 27, the Saints 17. And, you know, Taysom Hill was 19 to 41. He threw the ball like.
He's still throwing it.
Down the area of the play. He had a broke finger trying to throw the ball.
Yeah.
He's still throwing it.
Four interceptions.
Here's a kick. That must be the flavor of the NFL season. Jackson had four interceptions in one game. Lamar Jackson had four interceptions in one game. Now Tyson Hill has his four interceptions.
Stop doing that.
Heineke probably have four coming up.
Somebody may think you comparing those two.
Hey, you missed that.
Lamar Jackson. Hey, I heard.
Did you hear what you said?
I heard.
Heineke probably have four coming up against my Raiders, baby.
I'll tell you what.
That's exactly right,
man. Raider Nation.
Not concerned at all. Neither one of you. Because y'all going to get it, and you about to get it.
But the question is about last night's game.
Are we hot?
And in particular, the Saints, they done, right? They
pretty
much done.
Yeah. I mean, you see no Alvin Kamara, no offensive line, no receivers to speak of. And then Taysom Hill out there, somebody told him, if you just run around, man, something good happen.
Yeah, Scott Brooks.
He fell for that.
Scotty Brooks.
he fell for that trick. You just run around, something good to happen.
All right, man, let's hear from Dan Quinn, by the way, who won a game. Because last time he was the head coach, I think they probably lost. I don't know for sure, but they probably did based on his track record. Let's hear from Dan Quinn, who's filling in as head coach for the Cowboys on his return to the sidelines.
It was fun, you know, because it was that kind of emotional game. There was big plays. Certainly our offense had a few, and it was exciting to see that. And defensively, obviously getting the takeaways was good. So I'm hopeful that I'll be you guys won't see me again. I'll be back up on the top here, hopefully, by the next game. And Mike will make all the progress that we need to have him back on.
Bro, you beat the Saints, bro. Chill.
I know. Come on.
Chill, bro.
Come on.
I mean, don't do that.
Yeah, let's hear from head coach on the other side of the field, Sean Payton, talking about Taysom Hill.
Oh, he was playing quarterback. I hurt his finger. We had to splint it somewhere in the first half.
What's going on?
But, you know, he felt good enough to go, but our plan was to play him.
Who? Stop. Man, just go ahead and just make the move right now. And, you know, get Baker Mayfield or somebody. Go ahead on, man. Don't do what you're going to do.
See, somebody, you getting Giada upset. Giada said did he would get a half of a bad because Carolina hired Hubert Davis as head coach. I'm just, huh?
You got to ask the question?
Yeah. I mean, I don't. He didn't get Roy Reed's money, but it takes you gotta be at a certain level to get Roy Reed.
That's right.
First time head coach. This guy's first time head coach, so maybe he should have expected the bag.
Lincoln Riley got a bag early.
No, but Lincoln, no.
Early.
No,
second bag.
No, he didn't get a big bag going.
His second bag
is crazy.
Right. No, yeah,
first bag was like damn.
Second bag.
And the second bag was like damn.
I know. The second bag is market price second.
Right.
Bag.
First bag was like okay. Oh well. Okay. That's what we did. That's the starting salary.
Yeah. I mean, that's
so. Yeah.
That's where we are.
Yeah. So you asking questions? Gee, that's the answer. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, if I've been sitting there, and I've been a part of the program, you see what I can do.
No.
Man, don't start. Man, you know what? I'm gonna leave.
I agree with G. Think about it. First time head coach, he was a defense coordinator. I'm pretty sure he got more money.
If they'd have hired the other guy from down the street, they would have paid him. You know the guy I'm talking about. They would have paid him.
Who?
They would have paid him.
Because guess what? Guess what?
What?
He's a head coach.
Of what?
Right.
Of Cincinnati?
But, I mean, before then.
No.
It would be his second?
No. I'm talking about, you said a guy down the street. Was head, Finkel, whatever his name is.
Oh, no. I was talking basketball. I'm sorry.
Who talking about who?
I was talking basketball. I was talking about Wes.
Oh, hell no. Wes Miller wouldn't have got that much. Like, he would got the same amount of money Hubert Davis got. But actually, he may have got more. You know why?
Oh.
He made. You know why?
Because he was already a head coach. That was
yes, yeah. And okay. Took his team to the NC2A a couple, two or three times. So. Okay, let's be fair,
that
go ahead, man.
Difference.
Okay, no, let's be fair, go ahead, man.
Y'all the one brought that into it. I'm just going with Notre Dame because Notre Dame know they can pay that man more money than paying that man.
First of all, Mac.
So I don't even want to hear that, bro.
Here's one problem.
So I ain't even trying to hear that.
Maybe give the other man a new. What do you want? A new locker room, a new something.
Yeah, he wanted a new barbershop. He wanted a barbershop. He wanted.
I mean, he got paid.
He wanted a waterfall and locker room, all that stuff.
Right.
But here's the game, Mac. Yo, I'm telling you why your argument is weak. All of it, because we don't know how much they even pay the guy.
Exactly.
It
ain't enough.
This whole conversation.
It ain't enough. It ain't enough. I don't care if they give him $42 million a year. Are they giving $42 million?
Are they?
I don't know. I don't know what they give it.
Well, let's stay on the NFL because your boy, he's at it again. Antonio Brown.
Speaking of faking it.
This dude here, really.
We talked about this.
We did.
I brought that story.
You brought the story because you said his chef. See, first of all, you got to get some people that work for you. They got to be a little more lawyer than.
Well, he should have gave him the money. He asked him for $10,000. I'll shut up if you give me $10,000.
My point is that, but hey, I guess that's no honor amongst thieves because you hanging with the wrong guys, man. I mean, seriously, though, think about that.
Why you cooking your food?
Here's the problem.
What's the problem? And I'll tell the story where we're talking about in a minute. Go ahead. What's the problem?
You can fill it out yourself. I don't need you. How they supposed to know? How they know he faking it?
Because he probably talked about it.
He was talking about it around his house.
You're around his house.
That's ridiculous.
As it turns out, Antonio Brown did turn in a fake...
with two other people.
Vaccination card.
Dummies.
But then, as you turn it in, the people that was, I guess, working for... They said, hey, man, we know this is fake, bro, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
So you need to go get straight. Like, get a real shot. So he ended up doing that. But as it turns out, he got suspended for 3 games. And let me say this. Here's the same guy. Did he get his feet all jammed up because he was using some kind of special technique?
Yes, sir.
So he'll try that, but he's afraid.
Doing cryotherapy.
He avoided to go get a shot.
Right,
but he had
his
feet all blistered up. And you know,
because they had the machine turned up too high. Y'all think I'm joking?
I thought he'd be giving it in the lectures to the theory of revolution or whatever.
So he damn near froze his foot off. Dummy. Dummy.
But anyway, he's out 3 games, suspended 3 games. Let's hear from Marcus Spears on Antonio Brown's decision making. This is funny.
Stupid. Just like I gave Aaron Rodgers that smoke, AB about to get that smoke. And whoever the hell else did this, this is such foolishness. This is so dumb. First of all, pay attention to your history, bro. Like, why would you put yourself in this particular situation? Yeah. Just don't get vaccinated. We just saw Amari Cooper. He's not vaccinated. He had to send out 10 games. It is one of the stupidest things I've seen since I've been covering the NFL. It's stupid, it's dumb, and it's typical of what Antonio Brown history has told us about who he is. It is ridiculous. We had this conversation, and I was waiting. I was waiting to see what transpired from the first. We got this a couple weeks ago. I was waiting to find out if it was actually true. Yeah. So if the NFL moved forward to suspend him for 3 games, and we're talking about Antonio Brown, AB, what the hell are you thinking, bro?
Damn, Marcus.
He just went
I can't be mad at him.
That's all that was real.
I can't be mad at him. Look, I had to look, make sure he wasn't sitting here.
I know. That's why I'm saying they sound like us.
I was looking to the left for a reason.
I said, what is going on, Marcus? Look, so, and I like people are trying to say, oh, you know what? They didn't do anything to Aaron Rodgers. Well, yeah, they didn't. Not really. But Aaron Rodgers never said I took it.
He never did. He never showed a fake document.
He never went through any of that. He didn't do any of that stuff.
He did a play on language.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, maybe I did, maybe I didn't, blah, 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 blah. Okay, the spirit of it, the intent, was the same, to deceive.
Mm-hmm.
But one went as far to falsify.
Yeah.
To write a blank check.
Yeah.
Or counterfeit check, rather.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand. I just don't understand for the life of me. He could have just... done what Aaron Rodgers did and say, I don't feel like it. There's something else. Probably, I don't know if I've done. Just say that.
He's just trying to be slick, man. And that's what happened. And
why we always fall for the phones game? It's always, you know, you know, if you give me your debit card number, I'll send you $6 million.
It sounds like
right.
Yeah, we always fall for that.
I'm over here in Nigeria. I'm here to go to jail. You'll send me $80 million by Friday at 12.
So it's the same scenario. You sitting around your circle, mm-hmm. your friend group.
Sure.
Someone said, "Man, you're not getting a couple fake ones."
Oh yeah.
Versus somebody else in your friend group going, "Man, you don't need to do that, man. Just tell them no."
Right.
And you probably had the meeting in the living room by the kitchen where the chef was cooking the food.
You probably got it from the damn chef. Who got it from his, you know, cousin, you know what, down the street, around the corner, who, you know, photocopied him at work.
Yeah. That's crazy.
They're making copies of him.
So why didn't you just pay him the money?
Now, by the way, AB is not the only one. There are thousands and thousands of people that have turned them in the last 2 months.
Right.
At their places of employment.
To keep their job.
And
exactly.
I'm going to let you all know, the same fate is going to happen to you.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
There is a way to find out that they're all fake.
Especially when you get sick.
Yep.
So I'm just letting you know, you're not going to get away with it.
Man, that's...
Ask AB.
So you guys think 3 games...
Too much.
You think so?
It's too much. It's overkill. They're just trying to make an example.
3 games without pay.
Right. They're just trying to make an example.
Yes, and
they could have suspended him a game and move on. I mean, come on, man.
They're trying to make an example. What would they do? Okay, then it'll keep.
All right. What did they do to the Packers? What did they do to them? They knew he wasn't vaccinated.
Who?
Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers didn't lie about it.
He
did not turn in a fake document.
And he was not following the protocols.
He
was not following the protocols. He was not wearing a mask like he should have been.
Right.
He wasn't doing it so distancing like he should have been.
Right.
They didn't do any of the stuff they should have been doing,
man,
for
people that are
unvaccinated.
To the extent you're trying to defend Johnny's support.
No, there's not about
AB over Aaron Rodgers. I'm not even having that conversation.
No, this is about Green Bay.
Okay.
This is about the length of the suspension. This is about what's been.
Green, they didn't suspend him. The NFL did.
Right.
Again.
This is not a team.
What did the NFL do to Green Bay? Nothing.
I have no idea. I just know this, though. I think 3 games for Antonio Brown is not enough, in my opinion. Because he has a pattern.
It seems to be a little unfair if you do nothing to Green Bay for their infractions. I mean, but then this guy, for having a fake card, you want to give him 3-game suspension.
Yeah, but he came out, first of all, he had a fake card. He came out and he lied about that.
He lied
about that. And then he turned it in, which is, I'm not sure that's legal or not. A federal document saying I'm not sure it's legal or not. I think there may be some consequences associated with that. For example, you tell somebody, and I'm talking about this on the way to work, and this is an extreme example. And here's my my test. I went and had my HIV test, but it means I'm not I'm not HIV positive. Here's mm-hmm. my card says that. And you lying about it.
Mm-hmm.
That's a problem.
That's a big problem.
Just like, you know, here's my vest, and I'm vaccinated, so I'm good. And you lying about
it. Right. So K-Mac got fired because he didn't have his, and you were able to keep your job.
Right, exactly.
That's a big problem.
Right, that's a huge problem.
So why didn't they do anything to Green Bay?
I mean, I don't know. We can
We don't talk about Green Bay. Okay.
No, we can talk about Green Bay.
I
can't answer that question because I don't know what they did to Green Bay. Let me ask you a question. Do you know what they did to Green Bay?
Not enough.
Well, I mean,
is it Aaron Rodgers?
No, Green Bay.
You want them to have done something.
Well, yeah, because you have an organization that was aware of the infractions. And I mean, clearly, and there was no punishment.
You ever heard about a habitual liar, criminal, people that has a history of doing things? I think that's part of what AB's problem is. If you look at his tenure in the NFL, the helmet thing, the feet, the beating up the bus driver, I mean, the guy there driving the bus or whatever he did, and it's a gazillion other things.
They fined him $300,000.
Okay, there you go. Right.
Come on.
It's the Sports Shop with Reese and K-Mac.
Show me the money.
Rolling this time of each and every Friday. Always fellow black with Ian Parks. What's up, Ian? How you doing this morning, man? What you got, man?
Happy Friday, Sports Shop. How's everybody doing?
Great. How are you?
Wonderful, especially coming off last week. Had such a great week last week.
Oh, Lord.
What about you, Ian? You have a great week last week?
I had a great week. I had a bye week last week.
I know you did. Mm-hmm.
So what we got?
Matter of fact, do you guys mind if I do a shout-out?
Go ahead.
Yes.
Sure.
Go ahead.
Okay. I got to give a quick shout-out to myself. I'm going to tell you guys why, because earlier this year, I was in Vegas, and I took a bet on the Arizona Cardinals. The over and under was 8 wins on the season. Now, I didn't think they was going to be the number one team in the NFL, but I knew that 8 wins was too low, and I covered that bet last week. So,
Wow.
I mean, I could have told you that.
You want to go shopping?
Well, I don't know. Time. Arizona Cardinals, really?
I mean, really? That's a risk? Would you put a dollar on it?
No. A little more than a dollar.
I ain't mad at you, though. But I would have taken that bet, actually, if I would have known that, because I said it in, you know, preseason. I picked Arizona.
Yeah, because
Shorty 40, my man.
When Green went down there, I mean,
Shorty 40, my man.
Good point.
And I did that back in May, too. So,
oh.
You know, just so
yeah, K-Mac.
Yeah, K-Mac, just so you know.
Well, let me tell you something, bruh. I had a lot of stuff going on back in May. Other than hanging out in Vegas.
Yeah. What we got?
All right, here's the hot picks of the week. Now, before I make these picks, my record on the year is 6-6.
Oh, he's 500.
And we are 500, but we're looking to go above 500 big time this week. Now, I like all favorites this week. So I'm going to go with a tough favorite, but I'm going to tell you the reason why in a second. So the favorite you should go with this week is Kansas City over Denver. The spread right now is 9, according to FoxBet. But guess who has an amazing record coming off a bye? Just take a wild guess.
That would be Kansas City.
Yes.
Right.
Shocking.
Andy Reid's record off a bye is 19-3. I don't know if you guys remember a few weeks ago when I was talking about Pete Carroll's record off a bye.
Mm-hmm.
Andy Reid's record off a bye is even better.
Okay.
And my other pick, I'm going to do a college game this week, too. So we know the big game coming up this week is Bama versus Georgia.
We sure do.
So I'm going to give you guys an exclusive pick right now.
Ooh.
So the pick that you guys should make if you're in the college is take the under on the overall score. Now, the overall score combined is supposed to be 49.5. And I think this is going to be a battle of the defenses. I really think it's going to be a low scoring game. So I would take the under on the score.
Okay.
Can't tell you guys a winner yet.
So
I don't see a shootout. You're right about that.
Georgia's still favored by how much?
Georgia's favored by 6 now.
Wow. Yeah. I was going to say probably close to a touchdown.
It was 6.5 and it just dropped down a little bit. Okay. All right.
Yeah, it dropped down a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Don't count Dick.
How y'all feel about that?
I'm just telling you.
I just be happy with what we got. Just to get as far as we've made it so far this season.
There you go.
That's all we can ask for.
You sound like
Reese.
That's
the best we can ask for.
Just trying to move down the field. That's all we're trying to do.
Keep the ball in front of you.
Just only for the ability to be able to touch the hems of their gums.
And the good thing about K-Mac, if we take an L, we can start our recruiting early because recruiting season starting this week. Anyway, what else you got?
Lord have mercy. Help me in.
Hey, that was it for me. Those are two picks.
Okay.
We are taking Kansas City with the spread, which is at 9 according to FoxBet, and the under on the Bama and Georgia game, which is at 49.5 according to FoxBet.
Okay.
Hold on. Don't call in here. I need to know what's the prediction on the Vegas Washington football team matchup. That's what I need to know.
That one's at -2.5 Vegas.
Ooh.
Yeah.
-2.5, Mr. Vegas.
Yeah, I'm good with that.
You good with that?
I'm good with that.
Okay. Don't come in with crying and,
Anyway.
So, Ian, I have a quick question. Because we're learning how to do this betting, right? So, when we're looking at the teams, we need to get the history on the bye record. Right, like
I would because you got teams that's coming off of depending on how they go into the bye week is usually how they might come out the bye week. So I would definitely pay attention to that.
Okay.
All right. Always good to talk to you, my friend. We're going to see whether or not you go above 500 after this weekend. We'll see, my friend. All right, have a good weekend, Ian. Take care, man. Appreciate
you. You guys enjoy.
All
you
right,
too.
Always bet on Black with Ian Parr. That's good stuff, man. Hey.
It's the Sports Shop with Reese and K-Mac.
Church people, they always got one.
We not, no, church people are not supposed to have. So you try. Exactly. See, that's where you're going with that. I'm just telling you what I heard. I didn't say I was.
Because they do. They come up
but
with the most stuff.
You're right. We're not supposed to be.
But they come up. They have more than anybody I've ever seen in my life. They have more than everything.
That's because grandma and them.
Yeah, grandma know best.
Exactly.
Grandma done seen some stuff now.
Yeah.
I ain't going to lie. Grandma done
seen some
stuff.
Grandma done seen some stuff.
Speaking of seeing things, college football weekend is upon us.
Mm.
That's right.
Give you just a quick rundown of the slate before we get into some of these.
They call it championship weekend, right?
Championship weekend.
Yeah.
Yes.
Some people not participating in championship weekend, which I don't understand why they even in the conversation if they don't have a championship game to play in. But that's another story for another day. That's just me. Oregon, Utah.
That's gonna put anybody? You to sleep.
Anybody? So why do we? Okay, never mind. Baylor, Oklahoma State
has that matchup has some ramifications on
that
playoff.
May matter.
Yeah,
that may matter.
That may matter just a little bit because if Baylor beats Oklahoma State and some other foolishness goes on up top.
So right now Oklahoma State is ranked number 5.
Yep,
and Baylor's number 9. But Oklahoma State wins. Why can't they slip up in this spot?
Right. Oh, they can. They can. Depends on what happens above them. And that's
so it matters, right?
It matters, right.
Georgia, Alabama. Wow. The number 3 ranked team in the country. The University of Alabama at Tuscaloosa, the capstone of higher education and reigning defending national college football champions led by the one and only Nicholas G. Saban, the winningest college active football college coach, currently still coaching.
Whoa!
Georgia picked the beat 28-17.
Excuse me? What'd you say?
I was just going off some things I've heard this morning.
You say you need to leave early? Is that what you said?
Oh, that's what they're predicting the score to be?
Mm-hmm. 28-17.
Well, what the hell is your prediction?
Yeah.
28-17.
Oh!
Wow.
Oh! Okay. Wow. Okay, Ian. Don't let Ian get you in trouble. Don't let Ian get you in trouble.
I need to go check if y'all what y'all did on your bye week, though.
Yeah, you better check.
Our bye week was like about four weeks ago.
Yeah, we came out and beat the brakes off somebody. Yeah. But, and number 1 ranked Georgia and Alabama. So now here's a game which I think has the most significant impact of the weekend outside of Alabama Georgia game.
What game is that?
Houston Cincinnati.
Could. Yeah.
Houston is ranked 21
mm-hmm.
in the country. Cincinnati is ranked 4. If this game is close or this game is a problem, does that spell issues for Cincinnati? Seeing that, say, Oklahoma State wins, Alabama wins, Cincinnati is close or even loses. Is that a problem for them?
Yeah. Yeah. I think everybody's waiting for Cincinnati to stumble anyway.
That's right.
So
that's right.
Even if they don't come out clean.
As you told me about AB, the history matters.
History, exactly. Where are they playing?
I'm not sure where that conference championship is located at. But it's on a neutral field, I'm thinking so. I'm not sure. Right. Somebody knows.
I was going to say,
I think it's at Cincinnati.
Oh, is that Cincinnati?
And the reason I asked that is because Cincinnati has won 26 straight home games.
Oh, wow.
That matters.
Yeah, but who the hell they played, though?
You always going back with who they played.
He told me how you played
that night.
History matters. History matters.
Okay. Y'all remember that.
Hey, look, I found that out. Alabama game. That's what I'm talking about. Michigan, Iowa.
I think that's going to be a good one, too. I'm picking Iowa in this game, believe it or not. What'd you say? Yeah, I'm picking Iowa. Yeah, I'm picking him.
Pam, is he crazy? I know you got the stats.
Even though I want Michigan to win.
Is he crazy?
Michigan 27, Iowa 14 is the prediction.
Wow. Okay. Okay.
Iowa 14, really?
Okay.
Yeah.
So Michigan stumbles in this game.
Yeah, they're done.
It's a wrap.
If Michigan stumbles, if
they fall completely out.
Cincinnati stumbles, they out. And I think it's Alabama. I think even if we lose by,
we still in there.
You still in?
No. Not this year.
Who you gonna put in over us?
Baylor,
Michigan,
Notre Dame,
Baylor.
Well, I'm saying Michigan's gonna lose. So
I don't see Notre Dame nowhere on this on championship weekend.
They're not.
Well, that's part. But that, your opening statement was like
history matters.
Yeah. they should go play like a Innisfail game or something just to stay up on top of things.
I mean. That's like playing poker. You're gonna pass on the ante. You know, no man, you got to come on now. Everybody else got to be in the championship. Wait, how you don't have to be in one?
You ain't got to the biggest game of the weekend outside of Alabama, Georgia.
What?
The one in Charlotte.
Chargers.
Wait,
Bengals.
Forest?
No.
Chargers. Bengals.
It didn't even show up on my stat sheet.
You know what's funny about that game though? I think it's gonna be 50,000-60,000 people at that game because they talked about it yesterday.
They ain't got nothing else to do.
They said that they doubled their allotment for students and sold all those tickets out.
Awesome.
So instead of 300 students, is there 600? No. They have about, I mean, the students, I think they like 12,000 if you double the allotment, something like that for the students. Yeah.
So Wake Forest.
For Wake Forest? Yes.
So, okay. And I'll step out here because nobody else wants to. Should I feel bad because I really don't really care about either of these two teams? Like, Pittsburgh probably got one of the hottest quarterbacks right now. Wake Forest played great all season.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't that impressed, but they played great all season.
I think
so. At this point, it's like, but it's Wake Forest and Pitt. That's the marquee matchup?
Right, but that's the ACC championship.
Right, so you should.
I mean, what are you doing?
You should give them respect.
Right.
You're right.
Right.
I'm sorry.
I understand where you're coming from, though, K-Mac.
You feel
like there's no Miami, there's no Florida State, there's no Clemson, and then us being in Raleigh, there's no NC State, there's no Carolina, because they, sorry.
No Duke.
What
did he say?
So it's just kind of like, I understand the premise of, I don't know if we really care. We're going to watch it. Because football is football, and it has potential to be good football. But I get what you're saying.
I feel bad about it, though. Because I really want to be supportive.
And you should be.
It's just not.
I mean, well, you got people in Pittsburgh is excited about it. You got people some parts of the state excited about it.
Wake Forest fans are very excited.
Oh, that's right, because the Steelers suck. So, yeah.
Yeah, that's some of that may be true.
So, yeah.
Some of that may be true.
Yeah, so they have a winner. They have a winner somewhere.
They have something to cheer about.
They got somewhere. So I don't know, but all jokes aside, the ACC championship game in Charlotte this weekend, Pittsburgh Panthers, and taking on Wake Forest. Who you got in this one? Wake Forest.
That's a good question. I don't know. I'm thinking.
I'm going with the hot quarterback,
Kenny Pickett. So,
yep.
I'm thinking. Ray Fires has an offense. I'm going with the Demon Deacons, baby.
Baby.
Really? Yeah.
Really? ACC.
That's right.
You going with the Deacons, too?
Yes.
You ever been in that campus?
Yes.
What you doing over there? see that,
working. I had to work over there.
Vanessa. Reese, you ever been over there?
Yes, I've been over there.
It's nice.
What you doing over there? What you doing in the mountains?
They're nowhere near the mountains. This is what's to say. What are you talking about?
This is close. I'm never going to get over there. Oh my goodness! And we got a couple of notable NFL games coming up, but we'll talk about that later in the day. But I don't know, Alabama, Georgia. What are you the most afraid
let's
of?
Let's go ahead and break it down
for this game. What are you the most afraid of?
Let's go ahead
and
break it down.
What are you the most afraid of for this game?
I'm afraid that Georgia's better than what I think they are.
And why is it that we don't already know this? By the way.
Because we ain't seen them a lot of them.
And why is this?
Because they haven't been on television.
And why is that? Because they ain't played no damn body.
They're trying to hide them.
They ain't played nobody.
But to be fair, so I'm not sure I have confidence in their quarterback. No, he's a game manager. He's not like, you know, Bryce Young. He's a game manager. Right? So.
This is so shady.
Y'all.
You are so shady.
So, Reese, people are talking about, you know, that this has been.
Why are you so shady, man?
Your offensive line.
I can't say it was straight for him.
You know, it's usually much, much better. I'll put it like that.
Uh-huh.
So is that one of the reasons why you're so afraid?
Yeah, I am because, I mean, if you look at how we played against Auburn, we didn't block nobody.
He's so shady.
Get the guy all jammed up. That may be the issue. But, no, if Georgia is as advertised, then we're going to lose this game. But at the end of the day, if I was a betting man, Ian, I put my money on Alabama because I just think that Nick Saban. Yeah. I mean,
because what did you tell me?
Yeah, history. History
there you
matters.
Go. History matters.
What did we learn today, class?
History matters.
And what else did we learn today, class? If you're gonna go with Alabama, then don't do the political stance.
No, you got to go with history matters.
Yeah,
history matters.
Because yeah. I mean, Alabama.
You gave Nick a week to get ready. Now, Brian Robinson being injured. That's going to be a big factor too.
Because we really don't have. We need that.
We have no running backs.
That was a significant drop off.
Yep.
In that game.
Trey came in
because he's so much smaller and he's not that much faster.
They got wide receivers that they're working out in the running back position.
Yeah, because he was not the answer.
Because we lost two other five stars early in the season. And the thing is, we always talking about next man up, but Alabama don't have next guy up to pay running back.
They went to the NFL. I mean, that's all we got.
Yeah. So
I mean, it's
how many do you have in the NFL? 70 what?
75.
I think I'm at the rosters. Yeah. It's 75. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But anyway, I think it's gonna be a great game. I think it's gonna say a lot about Kirby getting over this curse. Kirby Smart getting his curse, trying to beat Alabama. But again, at the end of the day, I'm still going with the Roll Tide all day. Today,
Roll Tide. Okay.
Yesterday and tomorrow. Okay. Let's go.
Let's go.
I go with the Tide for one reason.
What's that?
One reason only. We gave that young quarterback a test that he had never had before.
Yeah, and he came through with flying colors. Right?
Came through. He grew. He learned a lot.
Yeah.
And I think he's learned so much from that one game. First of all, that's a game that you'll never.
I do agree.
You'll never sweat.
Yeah. You can prepare all you want to.
Sure.
Right. A rivalry game at a university like that, even if you're playing basketball, whatever, a rivalry game at a university like the University of Alabama Tuscaloosa, the capstone of higher education, take it on Cal College, Auburn University, in Auburn, Alabama, is you can't prepare for it. I could tell you about it, right? I could mention it to you. I can show you film. I can show you tape. I can bring alumni in. But until you play in that game,
right? Mm-hmm.
You just don't understand.
It's different.
The building is on fire.
Exactly, pretty much.
I wish I would have been watching that game with you guys.
No, you don't want to. I'm going to tell you right now, you don't want to do that.
Y'all are shaking.
You don't want to watch no Alabama championship games with us.
K-Bank, we paced the whole game. But K-Bank, I gave you my opinion. You gave me your opinion. Pam, what's your opinion about who's winning this game? That's what I want to know.
Well, I'm just going to go totally opposite. Because you guys are going off emotion and somewhat of history.
She talking crazy right
but
now.
I'm going with Georgia.
Really?
Alabama has shown us all season as well as Georgia. So when you look at it history.
I don't even want to talk to you.
I'm going with Georgia.
Don't have a read coming up.
WRAL Knights of Lights is back at Dick's Park.
Even Middle Creek
with more lights, more nights of fewer cars. November 26th, which is currently. To December 24th.
Yeah.
Illuminated trees, festive light displays, and local art installations will line the 1.3-mile-long path. Tickets on sale now. Visit WRL.com/lights for more details.
So, Middle Creek, isn't it weird to be reading something and go, oh, wait a minute, that's now?
I just wanted to let people know in case they still felt I was talking upcoming things. Hey, everybody listening, by the way, it's right now. Throwing it out there.
It's just weird when you go, oh, wait a minute, that's the day. Anyway, we'll come back on the other side. We're going to continue this conversation. But we got some NFL action starting to heat up a little bit. Some surprises. And I have a question for you, Reese, about Russ.
Russell Wilson?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
And Pete Carroll.
Oh, okay. Well, I may have an answer, I'm sure.
Is it time for a breakup?
Oh, wow.
Pam knows.
You got to know when you know. It's time to go.
You've been listening to the Best of the Sports Shop podcast with Reese and K-Mac. Don't forget, you can download this podcast every weekday at WRALSportsFan.com on our new WRAL Sports Fan app and in the iTunes store.